Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us on today's very special edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Best of the Bonfire. That's right. Even I, at this point, have to admit that the guys from the Bonfire are fucking talented. I'll say it right now. To be honest with you, I probably discovered these guys. A lot of people say that. Okay. So without further ado, we're going to bring to you the one and only Big J Okerson, the one and only Dan Soder, and their best moments on the Real Ass Podcast throughout the years. Shannon, hit it.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh shit, we're back. It's Real Ass Podcast. It's Wednesday, the 21st of motherfucking March. Bam, 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 bam. Shannon, I want you to do that from now on when I announce the date. It's Wednesday, March 21st. We're not fucking around today. What are we up against, bitch? I call everyone bitch.
That's a guy or girl thing.
Don't like that at
That's
all.
It's a guy or girl thing.
I don't
matter.
Like it. I don't mind doggy. I don't like bitch.
Hey, you big titted whore. I say to the guys and girls. I'm talking to any three of the four people in the room.
There's a lot of tit fucking to be had in this room.
Shannon, what are we up against? What happened today in history that we got to fucking beat?
In 2006, the very first tweet was tweeted.
Whoa.
Who? By who?
What was the tweet?
Jack Dorsey.
He said, Gavin McGinnis.
Oh. Yeah. So they're taking all our words.
Yeah.
Give us our words back.
They have. They only have four characters in the beginning.
You see the draft.
What was it?
Just setting up my Twitter, TWTTR.
Just setting up my Twitter.
Yeah,
that's kind of basic, Jack.
Who was that?
That's the CEO of Twitter.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the guy who did it.
He's a guy.
First one ever. Just setting up my Twitter.
Yeah.
That was everyone's first tweet. Everyone's first tweet was like, this is stupid.
Here or
like,
I am.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I remember Gary Goldman used to have a joke where he was like, I'll never read your Twitter even if I read all of the TV guides.
Yeah.
And then it was like, it was right when it came out and you're like, yeah, it's stupid. And then you're like, do you follow Gary Goldman on Twitter? Yeah. It's very funny.
Listen, we got a great show planned today. We're going to beat that. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Yeah. We beat fucking 9/11.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
We've never actually lost a bout against...
We're undefeated against history.
Against history, yeah, dude. Every single week, twice a week, we fucking shatter history. Yeah. So, International Superstar Zach D'Amico, my partner in crime, is here as always.
Hey, buddy. Look at you lucky dogs that listen. These four men and Shannon, we all brave the elements for you today.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. The blizzard outside. It's a nor'easter.
Yeah.
It's a nor'easter, and we still fucking said, fuck it, we're coming in. Dan Soder texted me last night, he's like, are you still doing it? I was like, fuck yeah, I am. He goes, hell yeah, dude, to see you there. Pumped.
Fuck yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon didn't even question if we were going to do this show.
No, I just said, I'll see you tomorrow.
He knew the fuck.
Yeah. He's got lizard eyes.
I just come in. I just show up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Here's the thing, man. I know a lot of people...
That does sound like an old-timey thing for gay, by the way.
Yeah, old lizard eyes. I'll tell you. He lays with snakes.
Oh, serpent tongue, Tim Dillon?
Yeah. Feed that boy some flies.
Oh, yeah. Watch out. He's got reptile back.
Cut his tail off. It grows back.
It's fucking Western settler terms for gay.
It could work for Jew, gay. Yeah. It's anything. You know, it's such a good...
Yeah, they all work.
They all work.
So, look, dude, we got a great show planned today. I got a lot of fucking things to talk about. First of all, we got into a conversation as we walked in because Tim Dillon, who I fucking is literally one of my favorite people in the world.
That's very sweet.
I second
that. That is a goal.
No, it's a fact, dude. Yeah. And don't be sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Okay, so this
Lewis,
brings up the conversation very well. Because I know Tim, and I've been on the road with Tim. And when you're, let me just say the first thing, when you're complimentary or you show legit emotion, Tim immediately
legit
strikes.
Emotion? Is that a new dance?
Not, this is not what it's
legit emotion.
Nobody wants your legitimate emotion, you know? Yeah. This is not what this is. We want to...
Yeah, but I'm talking about in a fucking car ride.
Reptilian, you know...
We get it. You're gay.
I don't. Yeah. I know. I'm happy. I'm your favorite.
I think you know what it is. Let me tell you something, Tim. This is the difference between somebody like me and actually most people. This is why like Dave is like this. Tim is like this.
Yeah.
These guys are interested. These guys are cucks. No, these guys are interested in the world, and you guys look at the world in a way of like, you know, you see it in an interesting way, and you see the pieces moving around you, and that excites you. I don't really give a fuck about what's happening in the world around me. It's very much narcissism. Whatever's happening to me, like this whole Austin fucking thing, dude, we're going to guess the news in a little bit with this. No, it came and went. No idea, because it didn't really affect me.
Right.
If there was a Harlem bombing, we would have been covering this nonstop. And we consider ourselves
Bomb Watch in Harlem.
We consider ourselves a news program.
Yeah.
Right.
So you do. This is an alt-right Christian news program.
Can you be the first alt-right?
I will say this. That is why I do love Luis Gomez, because the idea that Luis J. Gomez could be one of the leading figures in the white supremacy movement shows you that America is a nation of opportunity.
We're progressive.
This is a nation.
Yeah, and it really is. I realized something with Luis the other day where I was like, Luis J. Gomez, I was like, I used to give him so much shit for that, where he's like, Luis J. Gomez, and I'm like, no, it worked. It actually worked.
Of course. Because it's buried into people. Say, here's what happens. When somebody calls me Luis Gomez, everybody listening at home, they say out loud, they audibly go, Luis J. Gomez.
Right. Right.
And it makes them say the words.
The Grand Wizard.
Yeah. And they hate it. They punch themselves in the face.
Yeah.
They don't like the fact that they're doing it.
But they have to.
They have to do it every single time. Here's the deal, okay? We're going to create our own group of followers. Not the Proud Boys, the Proud Men. Okay.
Ooh,
we're not boys. We've grown up.
Right.
Okay. And the followers of the Gomites and the Real Ass Podcast and you know, we are proud men and we are proud of being men. Those little Proud Boys, doggy, what are they doing? We're not playing games. We're not playing games.
Can you change it to confident men, or do you need the proud?
No, just you're right. I actually like that. You know, hold on. Even better, confident men.
You're the confident men.
We're the confident men.
Yeah.
The followers. I love
that. I like confident men.
The confident men.
The Grand Wizard, Luis J. Gomez, of the confidant.
I love it. Let's streamline it. The confidants.
Oh! Dude, that's why Zach's there, man.
The
you know, you
the confidants.
He's a punch-up guy.
Right.
Yeah, dude. So that's it.
Somewhere in an FBI office in Jersey, somebody's like, wait, what are they called?
The confidants.
The confidants? What?
And he goes, and what do they do? And they go, it's mostly just podcasts.
No,
it's just one guy scratching off the word juggalos.
We celebrate.
Don't have to worry about them anymore.
We celebrate white. Pride,
heritage,
American Western chauvinism.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
yeah,
we say fuck bitches, right, Shannon? You big titted whore. See,
yeah, she likes.
Oh, dude, I can't wait for the shake.
I'm treating her
I can't
as
wait
an
for
equal.
The shaky pistol one day.
Stop it, Lewis! I'm done with this.
And Lewis goes, right, you stupid bitch, and she's like, no more. Just one of those purse pistols,
doggy. If I didn't call her a stupid whore, I wouldn't be treating her as an equal.
That's absolutely true.
It's a fact. You look at the way that I talk to any of our production staff.
Oh yeah.
I walked in the other day and it was uncomfortable because Lewis and Ralph were beating the shit out of her. And it was
what style? Like 50s style? Like
it
was close handed.
Yeah,
I were using Aikido. I was like making her making herself fall. I was like, why are you falling?
But you also were doing a demonstration for Ralph. Where you go, take a run at me. See right there? I just disarmed her.
Here, Shannon, use this rubber knife. Try to attack me.
Hold this rubber knife. Now come get me.
Go! See? I'm throwing Shannon all around. Shannon stinks at attacking with knives, guys.
Teaching her self-defense.
Oh, shit. No, Tim, here's the thing, okay? We've pointed this out before about you. You've left us in a weird way.
He's LA.
I'm literally here. I'm literally in figure.
Not mentally or emotionally.
Yeah, you're just... You've taken off. Like you're in a boat and you kicked the fucking land and you're just moving away slowly. We can still see you. We're still talking to you.
Right.
But right now your boat is
even from
it's drifting slowly
Save
away.
Yeah. You don't feel that way about Dan Soder, who's on a television show?
No, Dan Soder
is interesting. He does a great job of that, huh?
No, here's the thing though.
He's on a television show.
Timmy premieres this Sunday.
This is the point that I'm making.
Yeah.
Is that Dan should be that guy, and
he's not. That's a great point.
You were that guy before you had a single television credit.
6 years old,
Tim was walking around at 7 going, my assistant will handle that.
Yeah.
Also, let me talk to my publicist to see if I can fit you in. And me, I could have fucking 17 Emmys, and I'd stay like this.
Apologizing.
I'll come through. Do you want me to go to the Blizzard?
Please have me on your podcast.
I'll do your podcast.
Yeah.
You want to do Macho Man? I'll do Macho Man the whole show. Do you want me to dress up?
Dan's
dress up like a Macho Man.
If you attack Dan at all, Dan will just turn into like all of his characters are coming out of like 2-1000.
But Dan is a
what's going on?
Like short circuiting. Dan is a good person. He's like a true blue, really good person.
Yeah. But also a psycho.
But I'm not.
But if Dan wasn't a good person, Dan would also be way further in his career as well. Dan is one of the most talented people in the world.
100%
agree. But because he's not only did he not kick off the fucking dock, he's holding on to it, crying.
Like
he doesn't
weeping.
Want to, please,
softly weeping.
Please don't make me leave.
Don't make me be alone out there. I don't want to go on the sea.
We're born.
I don't want to. And Tim goes, I had a boat. I was already here.
I'm stabbing my mother in the neck.
Tim's floating in the ocean, and he goes, the second you fall asleep, I'm going to take that boat. I'll drown.
Tim was like in Titanic. Tim and his mom are on a board, except she's in the ice cold ocean.
He goes, mother.
And he pushes her.
He goes, you're crazy. Get off the
water. I've had quite enough.
I can tell your story better than you can.
Absolutely true.
You've had a good life. Yeah, but I love that about Tim Dillon, where there is like, there's a thing about Tim Dillon where he's just like, no fucks given. Just like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I've always liked that about Tim. And
I love that about you.
My concern is for the children and for the poor.
Oh, man, when
what I mean? I really want to help people, and that's why I'm here. I want to help people. It's not about me. It's about helping people.
When Tim gets caught in the pedophile ring, when he's got like that Viacom money, and then they're like, interesting story coming out of Santa Barbara. The star of Netflix's hit show, Tim Dillon, was found with 17 Puerto Rican boys.
Lacrosse player chained to a bed in Santa Ana.
His name was Toby.
Yeah.
There's no way Tim wasn't molested on the set.
Wish I was. Here's the thing. My biggest regret in my life is that I was not. I was the hottest kid.
How do you know
imaginable.
That you're not
blacked out the memory?
Tucking it away. Yeah.
I mean, I would. I think you'd remember.
What a waste, right?
I remember things I did with my cousin. I have a female cousin. Like when I was I think 10 years old, like I touched her pussy and then I kissed her pussy. Like we did weird shit.
How did
I
you
remember
kiss it?
That.
How did you kiss it? Like this?
Yeah. Can you give it an Eskimo kiss?
I just gave it like a kiss, but like that I remember. So if I was molested, I think I would remember it.
It could have been more traumatic. You know, what if it was when you were 3 where you don't have true full memories?
Oh, that's true. But see,
you were just
my parents, if they were not lower middle class white trash shit, would have pimped me the fuck out.
Yeah.
So I was the hottest kid. I'm not kidding.
No, you weren't. We watched you on Bonnie.
When I was a hot kid, I should have been all over Hollywood.
Do you think if you get Home Alone?
Yeah.
Universe. You get Home Alone over. I mean, are you?
It just would have been a different movie. It's just fucking like disco.
Are you just also? It's also Tim just breaking down the crooks mentally.
Yeah.
Where he goes, what are you doing with your life? What are you breaking into a house?
You smoking a cigarette? Take your clothes off.
But if I got Home Alone, would I be?
Do you think you would have been molested and just like in that world where your parents would have
I would have imagined I was fucking primed to be, but then I started getting chubby at like 11 or 12.
See, I think about when you start laying down fat cells. That's when you start to go through puberty. It's true.
Yeah, when the change starts to happen, like.
It's just a great sentence. You start laying down fat cells.
Yeah.
It's true.
So there'd have to be a shitty director with like a fat fetish. You know what I mean?
Like a young chubby chaser.
Like a young pedophile who's like, not only am I a pedophile, but watch this.
Yeah, you want to watch me really kick it up a notch?
Not only am I a pedophile, but this is really bad.
I'm gonna pick the belly up to suck the
this
tiny
is embarrassing.
This guy is a monster. Not only is he fucking kids, he's fucking fat kids.
Fat kids.
By the way, hot.
Scandal not on only the set of heavyweights too.
Not only fat kids, sassy fat kids.
Yeah.
You call that a dick?
And he goes, suck it like you mean it.
Tim molested directors.
Tim fucked the pedophile's face.
Yeah.
He starts thrusting back. What is that? Huh? Is that how you fuck a look at
just open your throat.
Just come on your face.
Yeah. Oh, you like that, don't you?
He goes, guys, we did the turnaround. We're set up.
Yeah.
Tim?
Yeah.
1 second. Come on, finish me off, you sloppy bitch.
Yeah.
All right, where's Daniel Stern? Don't make eye contact with me. Pesci, you're a goddamn pasta. Get out of my face.
If anyone needs me, I'll be at Crafty.
Crafty shit. I threw the table over again.
I remember on Shiprocked,
a few years
ago. Oh, man, you must have just been
We talked up on Shiprock about this week on Skanks. You listen to Skanks, because we talk about Boat Lewis. Boat Lewis is another...
International Waters Lewis, dude, is a big Lewis,
maritime law.
Lewis at
maritime
sea.
Maritime Lewis.
I'm on the hunt, and if you want to fuck me, it's... I mean, I'm the easiest person in the world at sea.
I get that, because when I went on the Joker's cruise, I got that. You get boat horny.
You get boat. You're just like, dude, we're on a boat.
Yeah, we're locked
in. Come on. There's old ladies everywhere. They're all horny.
Oh, let me bust your hip.
Dude, we did one Vecchione. I guess it was Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, it was Impractical Jokers.
Dude, Vecchione was next door to me.
Yeah. So you got to hear
the
cat.
Dude, the pleasure that Mike Vecchione was causing this woman it sounded like it was like a fake, like out of a movie. Like, just smacking the walls, dude. Yeah. Vecchione, he lays down some thick dick.
You're talking to a guy that has shared a wall with him for 9.5 years. And I've always said it just sounds like he's running a pleasure clinic, or it sounds like two Terminators fighting. Sounds like that. Fucking throwing each other in the walls.
You bitch slap rapping on your cocaine tongue. Nothing.
Shades come through, and then the girl molds through a hole in the wall and becomes a person.
What time is it? And then a hand comes through the wall and you read the watch.
Dude, I told Jay one time on a bonfire, it was like a fight in Commando where they just come through the wall and you're like, Because Vecchione and I had a roommate named Handsome Pete, and when he fucked, it always sounded.
I remember Handsome Pete.
Yeah, you remember Handsome Pete. He always sounded like he just hung a picture or a TV and was proud of it. So every time he fucked, it was like,
yeah,
that's what you heard. Yeah. But Vecchione's is like, whoosh, whoosh, and then Vecchione's for him, it must sound like
two
for
Terminators
me,
fighting. It's so funny.
For me, it sounds like a hippo waking up. That's what he hears out of my bedroom. It's like a girl moan, and then me be like, I'm just sonic booming it.
I mean, how athletic are you getting, Mike? If I tell, dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, like, I never heard anything like it. It was wild.
It's crazy.
If I was him, I would have been embarrassed. I'm like, listen, you got to be quiet.
Can I tell you? This is like,
Lewis has to be embarrassed.
I would be embarrassed. No. It was fucking crazy.
I ate a
hooker's pussy for $50 in a bathroom at a fucking D-list comedy club. I would be embarrassed if I was pleasuring a woman that much. I'm like, you got to stop.
Yeah, I would. I think I'm too insecure for that, where I'd be like, are you really mean this?
Are you fucking with me right now? Is there cameras?
Are you selling this?
It was the Impractical Jokers, because maybe it was a prank they were playing on you.
I would have been down with it. I've been like, that was Sal. Okay.
Okay, now say you're making me come. It shows all the guys. And they're like, now say, okay, Stallion, I'm going to come again. And they're just laughing. Yeah, but I feel like that too much reaction is like, you know when they whip Ric Flair into the corner and then he goes over the ropes?
Yeah,
and he just falls down. Silly. Yeah, you go, all right, you're just being silly. This isn't even. You're not even trying.
Yeah.
Boat horny.
Yeah, boat. But I get fucking. I would love if cruises came back.
Have you ever gotten a woman because you've stated how much you like eating pussy? Like, have you been at a club, like a comedy club, and been like, I love eating pussy?
Yes, black chick who had a boyfriend who wouldn't eat her pussy.
Really?
And she went literally on the I was on the phone with her, and she was complaining about her boyfriend not eating pussy, and I said, come over right now.
And I'll eat your
pussy. It worked. And it worked 100%.
Oh, did she try hot sauce?
Yeah.
White boyfriend.
White boyfriend, not even.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Zach's tongue in my pussy hard.
Rap, you name it.
Because some girls, like, when you're into eating pussy, they're like, whoa, all right.
Yeah. Shannon, is that a sexy thing for you? If a guy's like, I want to just fucking lick that fucking...
Yeah, it can be, as long as it's actually good when it happens. Because I feel like the guys that say so much that they're really good at it usually are not.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, if they're Big like, oh, I'm J. so good at it.
Are they, what's bad kind of
That is a good point. And can I tell you, before you even answer that, the problem is every woman is different. It's a different fucking roadmap to fucking orgasm island with these women.
That's really
so
true.
Some women want a lot of tongue. Some want to specifically focus on the clit.
Yeah.
Some women want just literally fast, hard on the clit. Really, really fucking hard.
Some women need to be
Eddie
tossed.
Van Halen.
Some women.
Eruptions.
Some women need a finger and the finger and the leg. Yeah. Some women don't want too much clit because it's too sensitive. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Some women need a T-800 to throw them through a wall. And that's just how it works.
Some women like one finger pressed gently on the butthole like you're hitting a high note on a recorder.
Oh. Yeah, but they won't say that, though. I find that they won't say
yeah,
that.
Some women like you
you're playing an ocarina.
Some women like you to take an 18-wheeler and turn it on its side and go under a bridge.
And then do a complicated you gotta do a complicated somersault into a steel factory.
Sawed off shotgun. Blast it into her pussy.
And then another.
That's what her pussy looks like when 2000 breaks open.
Dance soda, everyone.
And then an older Vecchione from the future comes to fuck her again.
Come with me if you want to come.
Live with me if you want to come.
Dude, yeah, you're right, though. Women, some women, you can just like, some women, you just put your tongue to their pussy and they're like, whoa. Yeah, yeah. And then some women, you're like, and they're like, all right.
Shannon, how do you like it? And please, Shannon, please put the sexy music on.
Music.
Come on. It's not going to be sexy. Yeah.
Mm. How do you like it, Shannon?
I'm really annoying because it varies.
Okay.
It's always like a different thing.
Mm. Oh, you seasonal.
You're seasonal. Oh.
Sometimes like slower, less pressure works. Mm. Sometimes.
That's a nice winter lick.
And sometimes like faster, more pressure.
Oh, it's a hot summer munch.
And then sometimes.
And then sometimes in the fall.
Shannon, do you think of a finger or no finger?
Sometimes.
Sometimes two fingers?
Yeah, do you like the clasp, you know, where it's like one finger on the clit, one finger in, and then you fucking...
Sometimes.
Do you like a ring finger if he's going to make a commitment?
Whoa.
What about a fist, Shannon? Do you like an entire fist?
No, thank you.
What about the butt? What if he mixes in the butt?
Oh. No.
No.
Some girls like it where they're like, oh, you're going butt? Oh, you're back. Oh, your butt, you're back.
So, Shannon, sometimes a finger, sometimes not, sometimes slow, sometimes fast. Mm-hmm. That turned me on a little bit. The way Shannon said it, right?
Sometimes slow, sometimes fast.
Sometimes just right.
Sometimes just wear me like a feed bag.
But it depends on the guy's personality, Shannon.
No,
if he pressures you a lot, he should ease up when he's down there.
Hmm. No, just on my mood, I think. I think it just like varies.
I think
throughout.
It's the opposite of whatever the guy's doing.
Do the other thing.
That's a great point. What if you just seen a bug in your apartment? How should he do it then?
What if you just remembered you didn't pay your Con Ed bill? How should you do the pussy then? Shannon, is it distracting when a man eats your pussy if he goes,
What if he yells at your ethnicity? 10% Cherokee.
He goes, did your father grow up on the West Coast? You drink a lot of water.
Mm. Were you born in 75?
Mm. I'm getting hints of oak.
How do the young people eat pussy? Do young kids even eat pussy?
On Snapchat.
They say it's lit.
Yo, B, pussy be lit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They're just doing wigger pussy eating.
Well, I tell you right now, this is sort of crazy. Have you noticed that?
Whole generation.
Wiggerhood has come back. Like,
oh, it's, dude,
Wigger is just back. Like,
the
that's
Siths
that.
Are
like,
strong.
That's what white guys are now. White guys are all just wiggers. We thought they died off. No, they just became stronger.
Do you want to know the telltale sign if a guy's wiggering out? If he laughs like this. Because only black dudes laugh like that. Only black people laugh like that.
Like Snidely Whiplash's dog.
Yeah, or Eek the Cat. It's either that or like... But when you see a guy go like... You dog! It's like, that's not your real laugh.
How do young people eat pussy now, Dylan? Because you guys are now... You have every sort of porn at your fingertips. Like, luckily, and I will say like... My formative sexual years, I did have porn, but porn hadn't gone creative. It was a process to download porn. It's a hack premise at this point,
but you had to go find it.
Right.
You still, even on the internet, like it wasn't like my formative years sexually, it was like I could see sex. Yeah. Now it's like you go to Xvideos or xnxx.com or LobsterTube
but
or
you're having like
Shush Time any of the Pornhubs, a great one. Yeah. Any of these like tube sites, you can put in any combination of keywords.
Yeah, they can.
And it's
they can see anything.
So now it's almost like it is very weird.
They're like, I'm in a crossing guards getting milked.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
So like, Dylan,
back when I was watching porn when I was like younger, I'd be like, I like to see him with big tits.
I enjoy some fake breasts.
I like big. I like big tits.
Fake.
And like right now they go, well, actually, I'm into betrayal porn.
How do you like this deep? You gotta pick your emotion.
Yeah.
And so, then pick your fantasy.
It's like a seamless order where you can be very specific.
Yeah. Okay, so build I'm into 1% porn.
Yeah.
It's where the richest 1%.
I'm into something called drafting, yeah, where you actually follow a conversation into a sexual encounter.
But yeah, I mean, it was back in the day. It was like, all right, I want a blonde.
Yeah, but then do you remember
that was it? That was like a blonde.
But do you remember when you
were the variety blonde, brunette, redhead? That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember like, those were the categories.
When you would watch porn or whatever, you get like a mixtape. It was all mixtapes.
Yeah,
and then you'd get to a scene and you'd be like, "Whoa, what's this scene?" You're like, two dudes banging a chick. Whoa, whoa.
What am I, gay?
Whoa,
just brush your teeth.
And then, but now it's like I feel like they can go. They're desensitized to everything. Where they're like, well, back, yeah, "I love watching shit porn."
Dude,
like,
back in the day, it was like you'd have a porn tape and it was, you know, an older brother or a friend. It was, we all have these porn tapes. You'd have these little jerk parties, regularly masturbating with my multiple groups of friends.
I mean, you say it so casual.
Yeah, yeah.
Never did that ever.
But when I, alone, what I would do is I would have a tape, okay? And I would do this with magazines too. With a magazine, it's actually even weirder with a magazine.
Yeah, let's get
so with
it.
A magazine, I would, and by the way, when I was like selling comic book tickets, I would like live in hotels sometimes.
Yeah, Manhattan Hotel.
Yeah, Manhattan Broadway Hotel.
Yeah, you and Sport. Like, we used to smoke a joint outside of it.
Yeah, for sure. And I used to have to buy like 3 packs of magazines with a DVD. I bought a DVD player just to watch porn in my hotel room.
Yes.
Like, because I didn't have internet, I didn't have a laptop. This is before it was like a regular thing.
It was before iPhones.
Right. Yeah, way before iPhones. So, but I would take a magazine, and when I was younger, I wouldn't even look through it. I would just go the first page, and I'm like, all right, I'm just jerking off to the, and that's my girl, that's it.
What kind of weird Spartan training is that? Where you're like, you will come to whatever you look at.
He's monogamous with his porn.
Yeah.
It's one girl, I'm not cheating on her.
I'm a one-page guy. Whatever. A lot of people point on the globe where they want to travel. That's like a thing they do, where they go, I want to go to this nation. Lewis goes, I'm going to come to this.
Well, no, I didn't want to waste it, because variety is the spice of life.
True.
So what I would do is, I would go like, all right, I'm jerking off to that one, I'd get a couple jerks into it, then go to the next one, then get some jerks into that one.
What if you weren't into it?
But if I keep on flipping through the pages and just jerking, I use that whole magazine.
Right.
I feel like I can get a good fucking...
You're like a Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For retake the bones of it. For only come to everything you can use.
And I would even go to the back, like to the ads, and it would jerk off to the little ads, like the 800 numbers. With, like,
or the ones where you could wrestle the ladies for like $500. Those were always the weirdest when I'd see those in wrestling magazines. You
apartment
know what I'm
wrestling?
Yeah, where they'd be like, have a lady come put you in a scissor lock in your apartment. And you're like, that sounds terrible. I don't want that.
Okay, let's take a quick break from this great best of episode and let you know that this show is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped.com makes the best below the belt grooming products in the world. The Lawnmower 4.0 is the fucking industry leader in ball hair groomers. I don't know if that's the technical name for it, but that's what I call it. I call it a ball hair groomer, okay? If you guys want to get rid of your ball hair and your pubic hair, but you don't want to get in there with a Bic or a straight razor or a fucking pair of hair clippers or a kitchen knife or whatever the fuck else you use to trim your balls, guess what? The best way to do it is with Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0. I'm telling you right now, it is nearly impossible to cut yourself with this thing. It is waterproof. I do it right in the shower. I trim my balls, and Shannon's getting very excited as I talk about this. I trim my balls and my pubes within maybe 20 seconds, in and out, done. There's a fucking light on it if you want to do it in the closet like a weirdo, whatever you want to do, okay? The reality is it's the best. It's unquestionable. Anybody who has a Manscaped trimmer, they fucking thank me afterwards. Go on my social media. I retweet it. All the time, people will message me and be like, dude, this is fucking amazing. One of the best products I've ever had. So go right now, go to manscaped.com. And when you check out, use the promo code REALASS to save 20% off your entire order. They have other stuff too. They have lotions and fucking ball hair creams and ball deodorants and all that other shit. So go check out their entire line of products. But I'm really telling you, you got to get the Lawnmower 4.0. It's just incredible. 20% off plus free shipping with that promo code REALASS at manscaped.com. All right. Let's get back into it.
So, look, the point is we have these jars right now, okay? Who's going to smell it? The problem is once you crack it, in my opinion...
It's over.
Yeah, it's gone. It's you can't crack a little bit and then fucking reseal it. I think it's...
It's gone.
So we should go through at least four of them then.
No way.
No, and sell them. And then
sell them for $190.
She can make more.
10 farts in a night,
make
dude.
She's a machine. In there. So, come on, dude. You know what? What are you going to do? You're going to sell like stale farts to your fucking fans? Get fresh ones.
Yeah, I don't know if you watch Shark Tank, but what you're going to have here is an inventory problem.
And we can actually be like.
Then you got to store the inventory before you know you're not making sales. What about the down season?
What kind of a businessman are you?
Jay's killing it. He got a Gessle snake, folks. I think that's his first Gessle snake ever.
Yes.
Shark Tank. Shark Tank, yes.
Snake. This guy's like Oprah getting the shit out.
Do you want a dab before we smell Shannon's farts?
I want a fresh one. Can she fart in a jar now?
Shannon,
and give me a fresh one.
Shannon, for a placebo, for the control experiment.
Can I think what's going on in Shannon's head right now?
Ripping someone's mouth?
Yeah, never.
I bet
she has to fart right now.
No, she had a whole bit. She had a whole bit planned where she has a video to later on show us Harrington farting in jars. Right?
No, I don't.
Now. Here's the thing.
Why are you so diabolical? Why can't you just...
That's exactly what I feel like is coming too.
Really?
I saw everything.
Shannon's in a dilemma here because now she realizes that we're going to get fucking sued by these fucking people once we sell them non-Shannon farts.
Shannon.
So now she's going
to...
Shannon, you wouldn't make me smell Mike Harrington's fart, would you?
I would not, even though you think I'm a liar.
He's got COVID. Can I get COVID from smelling his fucking farts?
That is totally a fact.
I bet you shit particles give you COVID.
That's where he lives. Are we doing this?
Shannon, if you do sell your farts, though, and if you don't label them sharts, Shannon farts, sharts?
I mean, that should be the company.
I did label them, but I put cute labels on them.
What?
Celery
almost
salt.
The shit. Shannon's fart jar.
Aw.
See, I put work into it, everybody. I took this seriously, and no one believes me.
Why does the jar smell nice on the outside?
Maybe because it was in my hand.
Maybe her asshole smells great.
So, Shannon, this was pressed up against your asshole,
yes.
You're saying?
Yes. Not my asshole. My butt.
Well, your asshole, obviously,
my
is
asshole
the
didn't
inside.
Touch it.
Your asshole would not touch it. Your asshole would be in the middle of it, right?
Yeah.
So your asshole would be right there.
The bum bum.
Right here would be touching around the asshole.
Did you create a vacuum?
No.
She didn't. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
But that would push it out. That would push out like this way. If you like, if you go like this.
First of all, you should have put a little piece of paper towel on the bottom of these. I can tell you how to fix this problem.
Her accidentally shitting into the jar and just filling it up.
Oh.
I have those at home. Should I bring those in?
Shit jars?
Just it overflowing with water.
No, Shannon, I believe you should have put some paper towel in each jar.
Explain to somebody.
Fart in the jar and then cap it. I'm telling you that something like that's going to hold the smell.
Seems to be a lot of dancing around this shit. Why don't we just open up a fucking jar and smell it?
You're
going to be disappointed. It's not going to smell.
If it smells like Harrington's fart, I'm going to...
You know what Harrington's
fart. When would I have seen Harrington? He's quarantined.
I'm gonna fucking have my sister fight you.
Okay, the way she said, when would I see Harrington, that to me just means it's another dude.
It's no dude. I swore on things.
She swore on things.
If I wasn't going to do this, I would have just said, I am not going to do it. Let's think of something else.
I agree, but it would also be hilarious to make me smell a dude's farts.
I'm not that funny.
Shannon, I have 27 minutes on my meter right now. So
we'll make Paco go out. We're going until 12:20, Jay. We'll make Paco go out.
12:20 is fine.
Oh, we're good then. All right, sweet.
What's up, guys?
Poop.
Fart.
Poop.
I mean, so we're...
I think it's...
Are we going to just do it? First of all,
you're going to be disappointed. You're not going to smell anything.
All right.
There should have been something put in there to capture the smell.
Shannon, did you do one of these yourself and smell it the next day? Just to make sure. You've never tested one of these.
No, I don't want to waste any of them by opening it.
Shannon, another question.
Uh-huh.
Did these farts, did they smell in the room?
Maybe like a tiny bit at the end once there were so many happening.
You shouldn't have been.
Ten. I did 10 of them.
She's a fucking machine. That's it. Put it on the conveyor belt.
How did they smell when you were farting? Did you rip in some good ones? Like, were they stinky?
It wasn't strong, but it was like, you know, it wasn't like clean air.
Shannon,
smell.
If these don't work,
they gotta be stinky though.
Are you willing to go back to the laboratory?
And try with a paper towel? Yes.
Yeah, and try again. We're going to try a few methods here because my concern is that these are going to work. And also,
are you comfortable with a witness? Because I got to be honest with you, you know, it doesn't got to be me, though I would love to.
I'm not recording it.
No, you don't got
to
record it.
Natalie wants to be in the room.
My girl?
No, this Natalie.
I'll have her describe it to me.
Yeah.
Natalie, tell me about it.
If this Natalie. If this Natalie is in the room, but she has to be in the room when I do all of them.
Well, she has to hold the jar.
At least two or three of them. She has to hold the jar with her mouth.
No, because then I'm not going to like pull my pants down.
She'll hold the jar with her ass.
Ass to ass.
We made such a simple deal.
What about a squirt jar?
Really making a whole thing out of it.
Shannon, I'm trying here, but I got to be honest. We're not positive that there's any.
If they don't smell, tell me you
Shannon,
need
I can't in a good conscience sell these to people if they don't smell like your farts. What do you want me to say?
They're not going to.
Why not?
Why don't you pee in all of them?
It says it's a Shannon's fart jar. I farted into the jar. That's what it is.
You can sue her.
Prove otherwise.
If it's not really her fault.
Prove otherwise.
Prove otherwise.
This is some fucking Jew magic right there. You guys saw that? She's like, sue me. Take me to court. Take me to fucking court. I'll
drum up some charges. I don't
Shannon, when
shit.
You first applied to be the YKWD producer, at what did this ever cross your mind?
No.
That years later, a decade later,
Robbie Bernstein would be selling your fart jars on podcastmerch.com for Louis J. Gomez, the least talented person in the room.
By the way,
day.
Thank God Shannon lost. We'd be selling deep poo farts right now.
Wow.
Deep poo. Can we get deep poo to fart dress? He'd do it and it would smell like fucking shit because he's
a
packy.
Know where he is.
Packy? Is that racist here? That's only racist in England, right?
I think it's racist in England.
Packy?
Oh, yeah, packy.
Why?
Can't say packy.
Yeah, it's a slur.
Yeah, it's like the N-word for packies.
What N-word? What's the N-word?
Come on, doggy. We talked about this the other day. You got to pick and choose. It's only the N-word's going out unless the people.
I didn't say it.
Say it. But
are you saying you got to pick and choose your N-words?
You got to pick and choose your N-words, dude.
Why? What are we starting a basketball team? Yeah.
He's on fire!
the show rules.
And rules. Interviewing for a janitor?
Yeah, listen. Jay?
Yeah?
Zen?
So we are wasting them. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna waste four of them because we gotta see if I trust it.
Look at it in the light.
Talk about Secret Santa.
You think you see something? I feel like Shannon's would be like a pink mist.
I see hope.
The top's sort of sticky.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. Ready? Shannon, can we get some good fart music on? What's a good fart song?
Oh, there's
Prodigy.
Yeah, do some Prodigy.
I can play the same one.
Sure.
Firestarter now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are testing out Shannon's farts. If these smell like fart, they're going to be on sale today. In fact, I'm not even cutting Robbie Bernstein in. I'm not even cutting in the Dylan.
No, it's just us, 50-50. I'll ship them out.
You'll ship them out? Hell yes. Jokes are coming, boys. Let's go. Here it is, Shannon's fart jars.
We're going to hear a little tss. Open like a let's seal say. Break.
You gotta open it really close to your face so it doesn't escape.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Mine did not smell a fart.
I got a little something.
Yeah.
I caught a little something.
Oh!
Yeah, I definitely get lentil. That was definitely a lentil, that lentil mixed with shit.
What the fuck, Shannon?
Oh, I didn't like that at all. All
right, what now show the video of whatever dude farted in these charts.
Shannon, what no the video. Fuck?
But at this point, who cares?
Shannon, did you make me smell it. A man's fart?
No.
Is that a man's? I'm going to cry right
Thank
now.
Thank you for
Don't
that.
Don't you put that evil on me.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
That is disgusting.
Kind of a fucking woman does that
this is really
a
lose-lose situation here. There's nothing I can do to win.
I hated
First,
that.
I didn't do it, and then I did do it, and it's terrible.
Down the street.
Whoa.
They're filled with farts.
Oh, my God.
They sure were.
Zach loved it.
I am appalled.
Merry Christmas, Zach. That's yours.
Is that a new one?
No, that's...
Oh, well,
that's
get him a new one.
No, there was enough.
That's
just
enough
had a
stank
few.
In there? No, it wasn't that bad.
Shannon.
No, maybe I got a light one.
That was
I
you?
Got, Shannon, I, got, that I think Jay got smell. Whatever mix
let
I got.
Let me smell yours.
Shannon, oh my God.
Jay got whatever
rest mine
I got.
Was,
I
mine was got a you. Very light smell.
I don't know, man. Maybe I just eat too much ass. I don't know.
Do that
maybe
one. It was this that one's mine. No, that was mine.
No, I'm not doing another one. Fuck that, dude. I'm not doing that again. Maybe I gave you the wrong one.
The wrong one. What the fuck?
He's Jay's.
I mean, dude.
You don't mind, right, Jay?
No, dude, it's making my eyes bleed.
Really? It's that bad?
Dude, it's
get
awful.
Get right up on it.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck is wrong with you, Shannon?
Did you really get it in there?
Yeah, I caught it. That one, definitely. This one was okay. I no, caught, it one, smelled dude. Like that. It no, smelled dude, no. like this one, but no. it was in the
Zach, I'm telling you, the one I had was sufficient.
Dude, I can't. It was
stick
awful.
Your tongue in it.
I hated that.
That was terrible. That was crazy.
That was a real you thought you were going to like it,
Jay.
Huh?
Jay, can I tell you what's going on right now? Jay right now is realizing something about himself. Because Jay thought going into this game that he was going to enjoy smelling Shannon's farts.
No, I didn't. I did.
No, you didn't.
No, but I didn't think. I thought it was going to be nothing.
You didn't think it was going to disenjoy it as much as you did.
I didn't think it was.
I thought there was no way there was going to be fart in that jar.
Me either. What I was blown away by is how fucking horrible the smell was.
We have $1,200 worth of fart jars sitting at our feet right now, boys.
I should deserve a cut for what I've just done. I just fucking I just quality controlled this goddamn thing.
Yeah, you get to keep your fart jar. That's your prize,
dude. I will. I'm going to peg that at a bum.
I wouldn't wish this upon my worst enemy.
Shannon!
Shannon, do me a favor. Look at me right now. Go on camera. Get on camera. Swear to me. Really swear to me. Look me in the eyes. You swear to me this is your farts.
I swear to you those are my farts.
Okay, follow-up question. How you're
are you okay?
You need to fix your diet. That was
my
crazy.
Diet is perfect.
No, your diet was
but
that
you,
was
you ate certain things though to accentuate
but
the
I,
smell.
But I eat
you?
That every day. Like eat I eat vegetables, grains.
So anyone who's gonna be
beans.
With you has to live with that smell
no,
every
I
night.
No, I never I'm not a disgusting human. I don't fart in front of dudes.
All right, look, I'm gonna put my Venmo up.
No, you just fart in jars for comedy.
No, real nice, so I Shannon. Don't have to do the Real Assy Awards.
All right.
I made a deal and I did it.
I'm gonna put I believe
there was a fart in that jar.
Shit, no, there's definitely a fart in that jar. There's not even a debate. There's not even a debate.
There's a fart in that jar.
That was
it's
ridiculous.
Like
the fact that they lasted 2 days. I mean, these are some airtight jars. Listen to me.
Those are some
really
real
the commercials
farts.
For the jar.
$199, I think, is a fair price for Shannon's fart.
If you want Shannon's fart in a jar, oh man, I wish I could show somebody at home how serious I was, how bad that was. I didn't expect it to be bad like that.
I mean, this is like...
Look, you're wasting money.
No, yeah, I'm not open anymore. I'm tightening. Yeah. I'm tightening them.
But she's got... But this is... You have a nonstop supply at your fingertips. I mean, she can do about 15
Shannon,
jars a night.
She eats like this every day.
Yeah. She eats like that every day. And she can do 20 jars. I mean, if you really pushed her hard, which you should have
pushed on her belly really hard, at least.
You don't need to 20 do that jars many a day. I think if we can get simply, you know, get through. You
Shannon,
know,
the fart factory.
Let's see. First of all, you're coming in at the baseline right now. The $199.
Lewis is right. You don't want to oversaturate the market.
It's a limited supply. It's a limited supply. It's a very inexpensive price right now. So for this $199 to grab a Shannon fart jar, I mean.
Have you ever thought about maybe doing that thing where they mold people's assholes with chocolate? You ever seen those?
I've seen that. We've talked about doing that on Legion of Skanks. Jay is bothered right now.
They should. You should do that.
That smelled really bad.
Jay, you look different.
This has changed.
Yeah,
him.
Jay. What?
The man that walked in here and the man that's leaving this room are not the same. Jay Oakeson.
$199. $199.
That's less than $200.
That is, I mean,
looking
it's a
for
deal.
A fart in a jar. This is it.
I swear to God, I'm going to send it to you. It's my
the QVC
my
of fart my.
Jars. We're going to cut. We're cutting out podcast merch. We're cutting out Ralph. We're cutting out everybody. It's just me and Shannon. My Venmo is at PR Rattlesnake. PR Rattlesnake is my Venmo. If you send me the $199, and in your message put your address and your name, we will send you a jar. We'll mail it out today. Shannon?
Yes.
You're also in charge of mailing these fart jars.
Yeah,
actually, no. You know what? I don't trust you. I'll mail them.
You should do like a deal like for an extra.
Great, now Natalie's got to mail farts.
An extra $50. Like an extra $50, you get a queef with it. A queef in a jar.
I don't think you can smell a queef. That's the problem. And I don't think Shannon could queef no matter what she's eating.
Well, I don't think it's a question of eating anything.
There's no air being pressed into my vagina from anything.
No, well, a cucumber maybe.
No.
All right, let's take a break from this amazing show and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com is the marquee sponsor for all things Gas Digital and Skankfest. So you need to be supporting YoKratom.com because they support all the things that we do. And if you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you are already in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. If you have a friend who uses Kratom, suggest YoKratom.com. I'm telling you right now, they have the best possible prices and the highest quality Kratom available. It is $60 for a kilo of YoKratom, which is absolutely bonkers. It's half the price of anywhere else you're going to find it in the world. YoKratom.com is a website. There's no promo code. It's just a great deal. Make sure you support them. Kratom is a huge growing market right now. You probably know people who are on Kratom or are benefiting from Kratom. So yeah, send them over to YoKratom.com. All right, where were we?
I might do acid this weekend.
Did you do it at Skankfest?
No.
Okay.
It's too much. It takes 8 hours of your life. And my son's out of town for like the next week, so
You make it sound like James is on a business trip. My son's out of town. He's doing a night.
Handling shit.
He's got a meeting in Dayton.
He might buy a timeshare.
He lives down in Tampa with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're like, what, he's six? He's visiting Tracy down in Tampa. You're like, oh, cool. Yeah, man.
He's doing this training. He might start getting into pharmaceutical sales. It's a two-week training program in Atlanta.
I like making James a little professional. He's like, well, right now.
He was trained for pharmaceutical sales in places like Atlanta or something. It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Is it in Atlanta for 2 months training to be a pharmaceutical rep? What?
Yeah. He's selling water pumps.
He's living in a Hilton. Really?
No. And then he's got to go to his finishing training in Cincinnati for 4 days. He's back. That's where their home office is. It's a whole thing.
Fucking bizarre. Why do they do that? The trainings are like weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Go to a real city, weirdos.
I mean, Atlanta's one of the top five cities. Dude, it's a top 10 market.
What is Atlanta? For what?
I think it goes New York, LA, Chicago.
Scary Blacks? Definitely top five market.
San Francisco, Houston. I mean, D.C., Atlanta's up there, dude. Atlanta's, I think, in the top 10.
Atlanta ain't shit,
dude. Dumb? I'm dumb.
Not for finance. Not if my son's trying to become a fucking mogul.
Dude, are you going to DJ Khaled James now?
What does DJ Khaled do?
He just puts his kid. He gives all the work that he does. He gives the credit. He's an
executive producer.
Yeah. Yeah, if you make like James a part owner of Gas Digital.
Is that tax fraud somehow? It really is. It has to be.
Right, what if we just got DJ Khaled locked up with this podcast? We're like, dude, I think that's fucking shame.
That has to be something illegal. Look at the tax situation there. There's something going on there.
What?
If he's making his kid the executive producer on his albums, dude, like, he's trying to get some loophole.
Lewis can read people the way like professional poker players can read people. He's like, nah, I got this. That's a tax shelter. DJ Khaled was hiding millions of dollars in his son's name in offshore Cayman accounts. Yeah. Dude, you're fucking Hannibal. Petey's absolutely right. You Cosby'd him.
I hope so. Look into it, guys.
Put down DJ Khaled.
Look into it. I don't know, dude. He's not even pussy.
That sounds real like a tax shelter to me. Sounds like someone's skimming from the top and fucking.
My worst Christmas memory is having fucking KFC with Haley Boyle one day on Christmas morning.
Like, that's a sad one.
It's just
no offense.
In an apartment that's where the walls were sheets because we had multiple roommates.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
And you also, and that morning, you also didn't get that much chicken. Hey, is there a breast? No? All right. What is left?
I remember really.
What's left? Just some dark meat? Has the skin sucked off it? Oh. Lewis just got chicken. He got no original breading.
Can I get something to empty these blunt cuts into, please? Thank you.
I remember one Christmas I was so poor. Me and my boyfriend, we gathered change to go and to go get Taco Bell. Because we were like down to like our last coins. Yeah. And then there was like one extra quarter and he like gave it to me to go play like the machine with like the claw thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like this Christmas penguin.
It had to feel so good.
We were crying.
Literally.
We cuddled it all night.
I almost want to cry now. That story is so touching. Like a tear is forming in my eye right now.
Yeah. We were so broke. That's when we lived together, but we had a roommate. This guy used to bring like a different Asian hooker over every single night.
Nice.
I would come home from work. It was fine, but like sometimes like I would be in the bathroom going number two and they'd be knocking on the door like, I have another client.
Yeah.
That sounds like a turkey.
Wrap up your poop. I have to get out of here. Yeah, probably my best Christmas was probably like when Isabella was like old enough to like give a shit.
Yeah, because then it's so fun, right?
Can you guys play the Notorious Gay Drop real quick? I don't think I have it on the board anymore.
It's so fun buying toys for kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
My niece, I'm losing it this year. I got her a whole new wardrobe. I got her a customized jacket with her name.
I got James. Wow. Sick fucking.
Is that what's that? Oh, that's yeah? in my car right now?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, bring it in.
I got my nephew Bruins tickets, my nephew and my dad. It's like a cute little Christmas memory they're going to have forever.
Bruins?
Yeah.
The Bruins?
Yeah.
Talkie Lewis.
I don't know. I thought it was football. I literally was like, it's fun. Football.
He goes, the Bruins. That's cool. All kids love football.
I really thought it was football. I shit you not.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Professional disc golf.
You know what I realized? I talked about this on the show the other day, but I didn't tell you guys this. My mom told me when I was a kid, I realized this on the show, like she bought me an Atari 2600 when we were like, I was Hell like yeah. four. My sister was like six. And she said on Christmas Eve, somebody broke into the car and stole all the gifts. And I realized, like, as I was telling the story about what a shitty Christmas that was,
that
fucking junkie Lying. Never bought a Atari 2600.
No.
Oh, it's infuriating.
That's an easy sell.
Awesome, I know. It's so easy, dude.
Oh, I wanted to, but mommy got raped and attacked. Oh, my God. Mom, sorry. He goes, no, but the thing I'm most upset about is they took your presents.
Did she commit?
And then I sucked off three more guys and got more money. And then I thought about getting the game. But then there was still more drugs available.
The and then the end, they made me do the drugs.
It's so weird. They took your Atari 2600, but they left a little baggie of heroin. Oh.
So I did that to get over the pain.
I had to
get
coal from Santa. Yeah. That's not heroin. Santa left coal instead.
I go, how am I going to tell this kid that he doesn't have his Atari? I know. If I'm junked up, it'll be fine.
Santa should leave little bad kids Lewis, bundles baby. Of heroin instead of coal.
Yeah, Lewis, baby, I wanted to get you.
Silent night.
It's a great silent night playing while baby, my mom nods off for heroin.
Baby,
solid joke, Karen.
Baby, I'm passing out a little bit. Would you mind make sure there's no air bubbles in this needle for me? Dude, I just watched last night the documentary on Russell Simmons. It's on HBO Max. Mm. On the record, about three women who were like telling the story of him raping them like violently, and like it is just does seem like in worlds like that, those like. Especially hip-hop in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like how...
They can
like,
do whatever the fuck they
when
want.
Women got involved. I mean, these women, like, the girl, the main character of the document character, but the main woman in the documentary was the woman who brainchilded putting Method Man and Redman together, the entire show soundtrack, which had, like, you know, classics on it. And, like, she put together, like, she brought Kanye West to people. She brought John Legend to people before they were famous. Like, all these things. And both places she went, it was with L.A. Reid after Russell Simmons and Russell Simmons before. No matter what, they're like, you're an executive now. And then she's like, wow. She goes, you really have some tracks now. I was like, you're going to be something big in this business. And then like while they're celebrating that night, he's like, hey, why don't you come upstairs and check out this new CD? And just walks out with his cock out and like ready to fuck. And you're like, damn, dude, like to not be able to get away from that. So, you know what I mean? Like that's a...
yeah.
Which,
Shannon, shut the fuck up. You don't live that life. I see your dumb face, okay? I've never done anything like that to you. Please.
Really? I asked the listeners to check the Twitter live stream that Lewis was doing prior to our recording today.
What?
Why? What did I do?
Are you gonna? Did you say you were going to rape Shannon in the studio?
No, he had his mouth open and his tongue out and was begging for me to kiss him.
Yeah, but begging. Me and Ralph were there. It was a bit.
It's a bit. What are you talking about? I do. I practice my bits in life. Oh, I can't rehearse my bits before I go on the air, Shannon?
But Shannon, I mean, you want him to do you live, I mean, I think I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think
I want to put something in your mouth.
Hey, I think it's safe to say, though, that hold I don't on. Think you live in fear. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, hold do on, a hold drop. Hold on.
I'm on the board, Shannon.
Shannon, I think if Lewis was like, hey, you want to come upstairs and like watch this movie, like watch this show or something before you go home? Like, I think at very worst, you'd think Lewis might be like, Shannon, how come we never hooked? I don't think you'd worry that you're not going to be able to get out of there.
Shannon, I'm telling you, if you want to ever leave. Come into my home and try to leave, it ain't happening.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Well, then, you know what? Maybe I spoke too early.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you right now, Shannon, do not trust
Egg
me.
Never.
You will be held down, and you will make with the puss the way you're supposed to.
Shannon, don't trust me in my home. Never.
That's
come.
Why during the Coke Magic episode, when we were preparing for it, and you asked for me to just do it from your house, and I was like, no.
What is that?
That's okay.
Coke Magic. You never saw the episode Coke Magic of Real Ass Podcast?
I keep hearing. I keep seeing about it.
Yeah, I just did magic.
Oh, yeah, the ballerina was your...
Yeah. And she, but Shannon was supposed to be my ballerina that night, and Shannon fucking bailed. She's like, no, I'm not coming to your place at night. Sorry.
Did you rape that girl?
No, I didn't rape her. Hey.
Well, what is it?
What coke magic?
Explain to me what it is you're making right now. It looks like you're smoking crack.
Oh, this. Oh, I'm smoking a dab, doggy.
Oh, is that what that?
It's a Shatterizer.
Oh.
You want some?
Yeah.
Listen, you're very progressive. I'm a homosexual magician. She's my best friend.
Did you guys ever kiss?
You look like you run the best haunted house.
You really look like Joe Exotic, dude.
Yeah, dude, no, it's Lou Exotic. He's just Joe's brother.
Lou Exotic.
He's like, dude, send me a fucking tiger. He's like, I can't do that, Louis. The tiger's gonna die if it goes up and lives with you and James.
Can I tell you the problem, you guys? I feel like that magic trick wasn't enough for you guys. I feel like you guys probably need another trick.
Yeah, I need to do speaker view again so I can be wowed.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Jessica, do me a favor. Look sexy for a second while I come over here and set the camera angle.
Okay.
There you go. That's not sexy. Don't cover up.
I love the idea of Lou Exotic having to post 3 different times on Facebook that he lost his tiger.
Yeah. Anyways.
Tiger got out again.
Anyone in the Tampa area, there is a tiger.
Oh, my God.
Don't be, what the fuck are we doing here? Oh, no.
He definitely just had to move a scale and a credit card to get this table shot right.
I'm just looking for coke.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty good, Louis.
You guys fucking see that one?
Yeah, I did. It was kind of cool. It's a string one. It was better, but I missed it.
Oh, fuck. Dude, it's so funny to see a magician be like a dickhead after tricks. Yeah, like, that's what the fuck I thought.
Yeah, he goes, ooh, right there. Ta-da, ta-da.
That was really good, Louis. This, so far, you're 2 for 2, bro. You're fucking killing it.
I know. I'm fucking, first of all, you guys, it's not like I just fucking went onto YouTube and learned these tricks. I've learned these tricks, I mean, years before YouTube was letting people learn magic tricks, okay? Like, I had to actually go and fucking... go to a magic shop, which are owned by pedophiles.
Yeah, dude, that's a cash crop for fucking pedophiles.
You have to.
It's like if Penn called Teller a faggot after every one of his jokes.
Yeah.
You like that, you quiet queer?
He goes, huh? You're impressed with that? You magical retard?
You fucking mute cocksucker? You like that one?
He's just like mad. He's like...
Ah, shit. So here's what I did. Shannon thought I'd only be able to, she said I wouldn't get through 10 tricks on today's show. And I have so much more planned for you guys.
Good, because you have like 20 minutes of me left. And then.
Dan, would you fucking relax? We're just getting rolling now. This is the greatest magic show on earth.
In Las Vegas, when you see a professional, they are there within 30 minutes of the curtain. You've been drinking. You have a lady that has snakes on her boobies. Lots going on here.
What, snake tits?
I'm worried that you're falling apart. I'm worried you're losing your magic.
Yeah, you're out of breath. You're sweaty. This is ugly.
That's also funny.
We turned the air conditioning off because you guys were complaining about the sound.
Also all those things without an excuse.
Yeah.
No.
Zach's those things without magic. Dude.
Oh, look at this. What is this? I happen to have some little pink cups sitting here with a coin on top.
Oh.
I bet you've got a blue chewable pill for when this show's over.
He probably got it into the tricks where he goes,
100%.
Take the blue chew.
So look at this.
100% blue chew behind this.
This is a normal dime. I'm just going to put it on top of this little cup right here. Right. And then I'm going to take this cup and I'm going to put it on top of that cup. And then 3, 2, 1. Dime is gone.
I saw the other cup lift up already.
What?
Yeah, the quarter's in between the cup at the top and
It just makes a perfect swastika.
What happened? It disappeared.
I am the mind freak.
You're the mind.
That was a cheap trick to let you guys know that what bad magic could be. Well, I have to throw a bad one as well.
He goes, I am a mind freak.
Guys, it's a lot to prepare a magic show. It's a lot.
The dark place I have to go to is up a hill.
God damn, dude. I want to come over. Lewis, I'm coming over, dude. I'm coming over. I want that.
Rules.
Let me see your saucer eyes.
Magic, I got a naked chick here. You guys want to party?
He goes,
what are you talking about? You're not naked.
I'm not naked. Baby.
Oh, fuck. I'm genuinely probably going to come over. What are you doing tonight? Shane? I'm in Queens.
No, you're not.
I am. That's this week.
My hometown.
Nice.
Oh, do you want to come?
Yeah.
I'll pick you up tonight.
Okay.
I'm following your lead.
I'm here really just to leave with Shane like that. That'd be cool. But like,
no.
You know, I mean, I hired you for the night. You was sort of a rate we discussed.
Dude, that's so funny. She goes, yeah, whatever, baby. End of the gig. I got to get back to St. Louis.
I don't know. Your kid seems nice and everything, but I'm going to go back with Shane.
I'm sick of riding the rails.
Yeah. I'm sick of being a magician's assistant. I want to go with the comedian.
I'm not naked.
I'm not naked. I don't get naked.
This is where she hits you with the shoe when you ask her to do something sexual.
I'm not one of those kind of girls.
Shane, I heard you were on Mad TV.
Yeah. Is it true that Lauren Michaels smells like oak?
You know, Lauren Michaels, yes. Let's get some more magic.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what your song should be, Lewis? Is you should do America, You Can Do Magic. That should be your song.
Hold on, I'm gonna set up the camera angle. You keep on looking hot and dancing. Dance
for him.
I'm afraid to move at all with my Stevie Nicks jacket's gonna fall off.
Yeah. And on this episode of What Else Are Waitresses Good For? Oh,
One of them. Oh, I'm missing the goal.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have.
He's gonna have a coke heart attack at the end of the show. There's no doubt he's going to the hospital.
We have three cups and we have three little balls.
Who would have believed that I was the Sandler and Lewis was the Farley of this fucking situation in a million years?
Are you watching?
You can see some tits at the top left.
Are you watching?
God damn it, Shane.
Are you watching?
Yeah.
We'll take the ball, put it on the middle cup.
It sure feels like a bigger version of the pink cups.
It's like the last trick, but with a piece of paper instead of a dime.
Yeah, but also, look at all the fucking balls going through. Look at them all going down.
Also, whenever you put the cups on the fucking wood, it sounds like an old dungeon. I don't even know what you did right there.
Yeah, no, I can do it again, listen. Dan. Fuck, dude.
Okay, do it again. Dude, him doing coke magic is so funny.
I'm not doing coke magic.
Definitely doing coke magic, dude.
Yeah, dude. That was like, it's the name of the episode. Coke.
All those pieces of paper, is he had her write her hopes and dreams on strips of paper and then crumbled them up for a magic show.
It sounds like you also made about $120 worth disappear already. He goes, now, if you guys don't mind, I think the feds are listening in on this. All right.
Lewis is on so much coke, his stage name is The Amazing Wanathan.
He's on so much coke, he did the trick twice and was like, he was explaining what's magic about it. He's like, how's it keep falling through then?
I don't know.
He's like, do you guys see that? Isn't that crazy?
Whatever. Listen, I'm blowing this chick's mind. She's in it twice.
She goes, oh, honestly, Lewis, I didn't know you knew all that stuff. Maybe St. Louis isn't a good idea.
My one aunt was a witch. I know witches.
My cousin practices Wiccan. Oh, that's pretty cool, Louie. I love that you know all that stuff about me.
That's all, folks.